Hi there, welcome to the last foot stomping podcast of 2021. And we're not going to look back, we're going to look forward with lots of great new releases. Our first tune today, or from the brand new album from the Old Blind Dogs, is called Knucklehead Circus, and this is the title track.
Thank you.
Knucklehead Circus by the Old Blind Dogs. Their first new album in years, I think, actually. What a great way to start off the podcast. Now, last week, or a couple of weeks ago now, it was the MG Alapa Scots Trad Music Awards, and we had loads of great winners. Be sure to check them out at scotstradmusicawards.com. But here is the musician of the year. It's Iona Fife. And she's singing a song called Poor Ditching Boy, which is a translation of the song by Richard Thompson based on Lewis Grassett Gibbon's novel Sunset Song, which of course is set in Aberdeenshire. Ditching Boy by Musician of the Year 2021, Iona Fife. And actually, I downloaded that track from another Hands Up for Trad website, folkwaves.scot or folkwaves.co.uk, which is a website we have where if you do your own radio shows or podcasts, you can go along and download Scottish music to use on it. It's great and it's pretty simple. All you have to do is register. Right, here's another brand new release now. It's from the fantastic band Nightworks, and this is a Rian, and it's got a great video, and it features Ellen MacDonald. The track is called Gura Misha Ha Eshland.
Ha for Eastern Oil, good, heady, you revolt, it'll go.
fantastic, rocking, absolutely rocking. And just in case you're interested, I'm still on my Gaelic journey, still learning Gaelic at Salmarostig. If you're interested in doing that, they have these brilliant introduction courses. If you've done some Duolingo in the Gaelic course, or just actually want to have a wee shot at learning Gaelic, if you go to Salmarostig's website and look up their introduction courses, it's actually really good. I'm really enjoying it, and I would totally recommend it to anybody. Right, here's another brand new album. The album's called Equalizer, and it's by Hen Hoos Compilation. And it's a mixture of female and non-binary composers, and they put out this album. It was actually sent to me by a great musician, Inga Thompson, you might know, who plays with Crean Polwart, who also features on this album. But I've actually gone for a track, it's slightly more traditional, and it's called A Change in the Light, and it's by Pippa Murphy, who, again, you might know for an album she made with Crean Polwart a couple of years back, and one of my favourite singers, it's Sarah Hayes.
I'm going.
thing. Oh man, I've probably said it before. Why did they not make another album? That would have been fantastic. What a great track. That was Rangu by Can. Right, well, that was the only older release on this podcast. We're going back to brand new ones now. And here is another nominated musician of the year. This is Duncan Lyle. He's a great player. His latest album, Milestone, is one of my favourites of the year. But he's just released an EP, which is called A Tale of Tollbooth. I think it might be something to do with the Stirling Tollbooth, which is a great venue if you haven't been to it in Stirling, worth checking out. And this track is called The Tollbooth Broad Street. I laugh about this in this podcast. Crossfades. Can't be a good crossfade. End of track. Right, so that was A Tale of Tollbooth by Duncan Lyle. And actually, I'm not sure if it's the Tollbooth of Stirling at all. Anyway, I should have checked that. Now, a brand new release from Kareen Power and Dave Milligan. Dave Milligan's a brilliant piano player, and Kareen Power, as sure you, many of you know, is featured regularly on this podcast. It's just a great songwriter and interpreter of songs. She's very prolific, actually. She's just released new songs on the Spell Songs album that you've heard on this project. There's a brand new number 2 is out of it. And she's actually also on that Hens Who's compilation I was telling you about. She's just very, very talented. And so this album is called Still As You're Sleeping. And I think it's mainly old trad songs. But of course, I never read it properly. So go to their Bandcamp page, kareenpolwart.bandcamp.com, and you can actually find out about it yourself. Anyway, this is a great song. It's called The Old Men of the Shells.
danced around to find my tune, thinking to sing the song all alone, but wise words on a foolish tongue, howsoever sweetly they be sung, they jangle like the brassy bells of hell, and they'll never please the old men of the shells, the old men of the shells, my boys, the old men of the shells. I left the ones who love me well to find my home in the ocean swells, and lie with the old men of the shells.
What a beautiful performance. Absolutely beautiful. That was just great just to sit and listen to that there. Here's another track, a brand new track called Andanza Dub, and it's by Ewan McLaughlin and Tom Spirals. And I mentioned our Footwaves website earlier, and I have to say I haven't been totally on it. And this came in, I think it was about a month ago, and I hadn't listened to it. And I just really liked it. It's just dub music, and whatever that is, you know, it's just a sort of a low bass beat, and it's just really great and really different. So here is Andanza Dub. good. I'd say very good. And you might have recognised the voice of Ellen MacDonald there, who also sang on the Nightworks track. Right, now, I did say it's all brand new releases today, apart from Cannes, that is. And actually, I think we will make some reference to Christmas here because there are two brand new Christmas releases. And the first one we are going to hear is Lolig by Marit and Rona. It's Rona Wilkie of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award winner from 2012. Both fantastic musicians, and they've just released a Christmas EP. And I don't really know how to pronounce this, unfortunately, even though I'm partway through my course, but it's Creelish na Feisha. Well, that's kind of what it is. Anyway, it's really, really nice, actually. So let's have a listen.
Down, see.
that was lovely, wasn't it? That end sequence, the sort of chorus was just really, really nice. The chords behind it were beautiful. It's a great recording as well. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our year of Scottish Music Podcast. This is number 240, and not of the year. And it's been amazing. It's still an amazing journey to make this podcast, and I'm really appreciative of everyone around the world that listens to this podcast. It's fantastic. You know, it just, well, it's a tribute to how great our music really is. So thank you. If you do want to support the podcast, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/handsupfortrad. I don't do a very good job of promoting it, but I do appreciate all our patrons who do put money in to support this podcast, even when I don't really write very much on the Patreon. So thank you very much. We're going to finish off with some of our American friends. It's a band called The Fire, and they do a great job of promoting Scottish music in the United States. And they've just released a 19-track Christmas album called The Fire's Very Scottish Christmas. And, it's great. They're great musicians. I remember meeting Adam when he was living in Glasgow for a while. He's a fantastic guitar player. And this is a great cheery album, and this is a set called the Jingle Bells Suite. Merry Christmas.